From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. A Democratic state lawmaker is taking the legislature to task for giving money to the Utah Attorney General's office to sue the federal government over public lands issues instead of putting a higher priority on prosecuting mortgage fraud. In a meeting of the legislature's budget subcommittee that oversees criminal justice issues, Deputy Utah Attorney General for the Civil Division, John Swallow, noted that during last year's legislative session, lawmakers gave the AG's office $350,000 to hire litigators that would fight what he calls an unacceptable federal encroachment on Utah's rights to access its public lands.
We've just filed notices of intent on 18,000 roads that we want to claim ownership under quiet title law. And things are moving very, very well.
Did you say 18,000 roads?
Yeah. On 18,000 road segments, yes, throughout the state.
But then Deputy AG for the Criminal Division, Kirk Torgensen, noted the Attorney General's office has had its funding cut for hiring a full-time mortgage fraud prosecutor.
And Mark and I have really stressed about that because it really came at the very worst time in our history because, as we know, we just went through an unprecedented amount of fraud in the mortgage industry. Right now, the one thing that worries me is our state approach to white-collar fraud.
Torgensen said he only has funding for two prosecutors for white-collar crime, but the amount of cases and the amount of money being lost to fraud are staggering.
We're constantly in the top five in the country. If we keep doing things the way we're doing it, we're always going to be in the top five.
After hearing that news, here's what Democratic Senator Ben McAdams of Salt Lake City had to say.
We've hired two new attorneys and one researcher for the prosecution on the federal lands. And if I remember correctly, the bill that enabled that had a constitutional note saying that the likelihood of prevailing there was unlikely, and we can't afford to hire prosecutors to investigate that crime that's being perpetrated against members of our community.
And McAdams, who ran successful legislation last year aimed at cracking down on fraud, wasn't the only lawmaker concerned about a lack of funding for such prosecutions. Republican Senator Howard Stevenson said he agreed 100% with McAdams, calling them a core function of government.
This is about protecting the people of this state. And to leave people vulnerable like this and not fund it now, I don't think is appropriate for us as a committee.
Attorney General Mark Shurtleff did note the state will be receiving millions of dollars in a multi-state settlement with five major banks regarding the foreclosure crisis, though he said he couldn't disclose publicly exactly how much it will be. I'm Jeff Robinson, KCBW News.